Good morning, truth. Have you ever noticed how easy it is to sing when the song matches your season? When bills are paid and the sun is out, it's easy to sing, "This is the day that the Lord has made." When prayers are answered, it's easy to go along with the lyrics, "Won't he do it?" When Jesus is multiplying bread and fish and healing bodies, it's easy to shout, "Hosanna in the highest." But what about when he's silent? When you pray and all you hear are crickets? When he doesn't rescue you from the storm, but decides to take a nap in the boat while you're trying to bail water out with your bare hands? When he doesn't shut down the fire, but he just steps into it with you? That's when our volume drops. That's when our faith starts acting seasonal. Situational praise is like a fair weather friend, loud when the blessings are falling, but quiet when the days are cloudy and the road ahead seems dark. We're no different from the crowd that shouted Hosanna one day and crucify him the next day. If we grab our Bibles and turn to Matthew 26, we will see that in some cases we're no better than Peter, bless his heart, who went from "I will die for you" to Jesus who, before the rooster could hit the second verse of his morning solo. Here's the truth. Situational praise will always produce inconsistent faith. But steadfast praise, now that's the kind that survives the silence. You know, the kind of praise that claps even when it's confused. The kind of praise that sings through the smoke and the ash when there is nothing but darkness and not even a glimmer of light ahead. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 through 18, the scripture says it like this. Though the fig tree does not bud, though there are no sheep in the pen, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. This is the kind of praise that says, even if he doesn't do it today, he's still worthy of my praise. Even if he doesn't fix it my way, I will still be faithful with my praise. See, because this is the kind of praise that hell can't figure out. We need to always exalt the kind of praise that disrupts a hellacious atmosphere. So today, ask yourself, is my praise situational or foundational? Do I only shout when he performs, when he blesses? Or can I still worship when he's just present? Because some of God's greatest work happens between miracles. And real praise knows how to wait and wait well. Be blessed.
Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift up your hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. You're holy. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are, I give you glory. Oh, because of who you are, I give you praise. And because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, you, because of who you are. Oh yes, I will worship you because of who you are. Everybody say together,
because of who you are, I give you glory.
Just because
you are, I give you praise.
Because of who you are, Jesus.
Because of who you are,
I will lift my voice and sing.
Lift my voice.
worship you.
Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Oh, yeah, I worship you.
Lord, I worship you
because
of who you are.
Come on, say because of who. Because of what you've done, but
because of who you are, I give you praise.
Because of who you are. You are Jehovah Nissi. Lord, you reign, yes you do.
You reign in victory.
Jehovah Shalom.
Shalom.
You are
my Prince of Peace.
And I worship you.
And I worship
just because of who.
Come on, tell him, because of who you are.
Because of who you are, I give you praise.
Everybody say,
because of who you are.
Lift your hands.
I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you.
Church.